All right, all right. Another beautiful Monday morning. Thank God for your presence. God has always, as always, has proven himself faithful. And it's just glad to be here with you on this Monday morning, bright and early. Story is told of a train that was rolling on the tracks at about 24 miles per hour. And suddenly the conductor noticed there was an object on the tracks. It was about a city block away. He thought it was a dog on the tracks, but then the engineer screamed, "That's a little girl." The little girl was 19-month-old Emily Marshall, who wandered away from her home while her mother planted flowers in the yard. The engineer hit the brakes as the conductor raced along the edge, along a ledge that was on the side of the train to the front of the engine, to jump from the train to grab the little girl, but he soon realized that there was not enough time. So the conductor ran down a set of steps, squatted at the bottom of the grill, and hung on. As the train drew close to Emily, she rolled off the rail onto a gravel road, but she still was too close. She was close enough to be hit by the train as it passed by. So the train approached the little girl. As it approached the little girl, the conductor stretched out his leg and pushed the little girl out of danger, out of the way of danger. The conductor then jumped off the train, picked up the little girl and cradled her in his arms. And after it was over, little Emily ended up with just a cut on her forehead and a swollen lip. Sometimes, my sisters and brothers, like the train conductor, God must hurt us in order to save us. That's the mystery of God's will. It's beyond our understanding. As we go through life, we often wonder why we had to endure those moments of pain. Sometimes as life goes on, it begins to make sense. We begin to see why God has allowed for pain and affliction to be a part of our experience, because it was in those moments of pain and affliction that brought us closer to God and redirected our lives away from the danger that was ahead. But also, we can, from insight, see that those experiences are the very things that saved us from the dangers. But then we must also realize that those painful experiences may not have explanation, and we may not understand at all why these things happen. And in those times, my sisters and brothers, we must trust ourselves to the providential care of God. And that's exactly what faith is. Faith doesn't need answers. Faith trusts. Faith seeks God. Faith loves God. There have been times in all of our lives when we have wandered away from God. And though we were believers like little Emily, who wandered away from her mother, we have wandered away from God. We wandered away to experience life without God. And in doing so, we have found ourselves in situations that would not have a happy ending if it were not for the grace of God. We tried everything we could to free ourselves from the threat, but it was not enough. And though we did not deserve God's help, God kicked us away from the track in enough time to spare us from an experience that would forever change our lives if it wasn't for the grace of God. And if that was not enough, God then comes, cradles us in his arms, and carries us to safety. He does not heal our wounds to cover our scars, but he leaves those scars as a reminder of what it's like to live a life without God. Just as Hosea rescued Gomer from a fate much worse than the pleasure of her sin, God rescues us because of his amazing love. And I don't know what that does for you, but for me, that makes me forever grateful. So as you go through this week, this is what I want you to do. I want you to try to remember Psalm 34:15. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries." Let's pray. As we come to you in these morning, early morning hours, God, we first of all want to thank you for another beautiful and lovely day. This is a very unique day, a day that holds a future for us, that is waiting for us. We, O God, though undeserving, want to invite you to walk with us through this day. There are many dangers and fears, and sometimes, God, we may become tempted to say things, to do things, to go places that are not in accordance with your will. And so we need you, God, to do whatever is necessary to keep us safe, even if it means hurting us, disciplining us, challenging us, to keep us in the arena of your love. We pray, God, that you will do whatever is necessary for the pleasures of this life and the satisfactions of this life are not worth being separated from you. Like Paul, God, we are glad to know that nothing will separate us from the love of God. Nothing will separate us, God, because nothing can separate us from your love. And so we thank you for the kind of love that binds us eternally to your heart, the kind of love that enraptures us in our weakest moments and holds us even closer to your heart. The kind of love that allows for us to rest peacefully in the palm of your hand with the assurance that no one or nothing can snatch us out. We are grateful, God, for your love, your eternal love. So as we go through this day, we don't have to ask you to keep us, because you have already promised that you will never leave us. But we pray, O God, that somehow, some way, that we will experience the beauty and the bounty of your love, that your love, in a strange, unique, mysterious, and unwelcome or unhindered way, might somehow reach our lives and remind us just how much you love us. We are not worthy in and of ourselves, but you have found us worthy, for you sent your Son Jesus to die for us and have welcomed us into your glorious kingdom. We thank you, we praise you, now and forever. Allow for your peace and the promise of your blessings. Be with these, my brothers and sisters, this day, this week, and forevermore. For we ask it all in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. All right, my sisters and brothers, that brings us to a close. Unmute your mics and let's tell each other have a good day. And you guys enjoy the rest of your week.
Same to you, Mr. Rebecca.
Good day, everyone. Be blessed.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Love you all. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Enjoy the message,
good day, everyone.
Same to you.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.